More news now. And Chris, I believe you've got a story on aspirin.
It's well known that if you take aspirin, you have a lower rate of developing certain types of cancers. We know for a fact that aspirin is very powerfully protective against bowel cancer, and it also acts against lung cancer, throat cancer, esophageal cancer, even breast cancer. No one knows why, though. There's various speculations out there that in some way aspirin might, or aspirin-like drugs, might damp down inflammation, and inflammation damages cells, and if cells are being made to grow to repair themselves, this means they're more likely to pick up changes to their DNA or mutations that can make them become cancerous. But there's been very little evidence as to what the mechanism is. There's a paper out this week that has helped to shed some light on this, though. It's in PLOS One from MIT researcher Carlo Malli and his colleagues. And they have worked on 13 patients who have been undergoing long-term follow-up for a condition called Barrett's esophagus. Barrett's esophagus is a condition which is associated with esophageal cancer. It's a risk factor for getting it. And it is a change in the nature of the cells which line the lower part of your esophagus, usually in response to acid splashing out of the stomach. And it causes these cells to change their characteristics to better defend that bit of tissue. But people who have this, because of the risk of developing cancer, undergo regular follow-up, usually in the form of putting a telescope down and often taking a small biopsy just to make sure that the cells aren't changing and becoming cancerous. So they've got 13 patients that they've actually followed up over, in one person's case, 19 years, and they've got more than 160 biopsies from this group of patients spanning this period. And by luck, some of them were taking aspirin for a certain period of time or an equivalent drug, and then they stopped it. Others weren't taking an aspirin-like drug for a certain period of time, and then they started it. So they've got this natural crossover control trial in this cohort of patients, and they have looked at the genetic material in the cells of the biopsies collected from these patients spanning that window, and the results are really striking. So they find when the patients are not taking the aspirin-like drug, they are accruing genetic changes in their cells at the rate of 7.8 changes they pick up in their study per year. And the group who are on the aspirin-like agents at the same time, they're only accruing changes at the rate of 0.6 per year. So in other words, there's about a tenfold or an order of magnitude increase in the rate at which DNA is changing in these individuals when they're not taking the aspirin-like agent. So this strongly argues that the reason we get cancers, if we're at risk of cancer and we take aspirin, is because you are accruing genetic changes, probably secondary to inflammatory changes or cells being forced to divide more rapidly. And in that, they're actually picking up more damage to their DNA.
That's a very strong, significant finding there. I mean, does this mean that maybe we should all be taking small amounts of aspirin each day as a preemptive measure to protect our DNA?
Scientists have looked at that. There was a very big study that was done recently from a number of centres, based in Edinburgh, and they were asking that very question. Is it worth our while just putting it in the water supply almost? And the answer is no, it's not. There are certain people who benefit very strongly from taking aspirin at a low dose. 75 milligrams a day is a baby aspirin. That provides protection against heart attack and stroke and cancer. It carries with it a significant risk of bleeding because aspirin-like drugs inhibit the activity of the blood's platelets, which do clotting. So you've got to do a balancing act. People who are not at risk of cancers to a high level or heart disease or stroke probably won't benefit through taking an aspirin, but they will certainly suffer a hemorrhage problem if they're in the unlucky group that are going to have that anyway. Whereas people who are at an elevated risk of having a heart attack or a stroke or one of those malignancies or have already had a cancer, they can actually prevent relapse in some cases if you take aspirin. So in that group, it's worth doing it.
And all from the power of willow. That's a brilliant finding.